You who have followed me, you shall judge the 12 tribes of Israel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Francis Borgia, who was a Spanish nobleman and later a priest, who lived in the 16th century. And he's quite singular among the priestly saints, for he was first married, had several children, and only after the death of his wife he became a priest. And he was born in Spain to a very noble family, and his mother had great devotion to Saint Francis of Assisi. And when she was expecting her baby to be born, she had a very difficult time with her health. So she made a vow that if she would give birth to a son, he would be called Francis. And so Saint Francis Borgia was born, and as soon as he began to speak, his parents taught him to pronounce the holy names of Jesus and Mary. When he was 5, he recited every day on his knees the chief parts of the catechism, and he loved to set up pious pictures, make little altars, and play the ceremonies of the church. And when he was about 10, he began to take much delight in hearing sermons and spent much time in devotion, and he was very much touched by the passion of our Jesus, and which he remembered and reminded in his mind several times a day. When he grew up, and because he was such a noble birth, he was made a ruler of a dukedom, and at 19 he married and started to raise a family. When he was the head of his families, he was very exact and regulating the devotions of his family. In hours appointed, and everyone would go to Mass, and for evening prayers, for pious reading, and meals, all these were very strictly supervised by him. The family heard sermons as often as possible and talked with other devout person. They went to confession almost every Sunday and on all great festivals. And also in the family, no one ever spoke ill, no one ever spoke ill of anyone, and Saint Francis never allowed others to do it in his presence either. There was never any envy or ambition in his family life, and unlike other noblemen, Saint Francis kept himself and his family far away from all luxury and vices. And God blessed his marriage with many children, 5 boys and 3 girls. One of his children, named Dorothy, became a poor clare nun, but the rest all married and enjoyed high titles and posts of honor and had families their own. But when Saint Francis Borgia was 36 years old, his wife died, and he made a resolution that now he wanted to concentrate whole his life in the service of God. So he took vows and joined the newly established society called Society of Jesus, but more commonly known as the Jesuits. And when he joined the Jesuit house, this once great duke now happily started to become the servant of others. In the house he served the cook in preparing the meal, fetched water and carried wood, and he made fire and swept the kitchen, and then waited the other ones in the table. And often he went through the villages with the ringing of the bell, calling the children to catechism, and watched and taught them their prayers and Christian doctrine, and instructing all the children, but especially the poor, in God's holy religion. He eventually became a priest himself, and he was so much honored by his great learning and humility, so that he was elected the general, that is, the leader of Jesuits. And in this post he died in very humble and great death. And on an interesting side note, which happened after his death, he was finally beatified in the year 1624, and one of his grandsons, who was a priest and later a cardinal, was then still alive. So what a privilege for this priest that he could say Mass in honor of his own grandfather. Children, many Christians today seem kind of be afraid or scared in following Jesus and obeying him and his rules with their whole hearts. Many today are bewildered or scared that Christianity seems to be a religion filled with hard rules. But that is not really the case. If all the men would just open their hearts to recognize our Lord as their true Father, then they would also receive this great grace, the grace which we have talked so much in religion, the grace which sincerely helps and conquers you to do good deeds, and which conquers you to become a servant of God. When you receive grace and devote yourself to be a Jesus' followers, when you put on the Spirit of Christ, so to speak, then nothing is too difficult for you. No obstacle in your life is too great to be conquered. And by the great power of grace, even the most hard obstacles are changed into strong bridges which lead to heaven. So think of today's Saint, Saint Francis Borgia, how great he was honored when he was alive, being a ruler and a soldier, but how greatly he humbled himself to follow the footsteps of his Lord Jesus on Calvary. For many that seems foolishness, for many that seems hard, but when you have God as your Heavenly Father, he always provides for his children, and maybe rocky but strong and firm road and bridge which leads to his place, your heavenly home with God the Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.